Our power of belief is an infinite power against which no earthly force is of the slightest significance. Do you believe that you have a power within you against which no earthly force is of the slightest significance? The father of quantum theory, Max Planck, said that there is an energy, a field of energy that holds everything together, that this is not solid and we are not solid. Belief is the code that takes that field of energy and translates that field into the reality of this world. Every time they think they find the smallest particle, they look and there's something else there. The reason that we will probably never find the smallest particle is because of what John Wheeler says. The act of the human heart and the human mind looking at the universe expecting to see something will always create something for us to see. Consciousness is creating our physical universe. If feeling and consciousness is creating, what is it that we feel? What do we believe about our world? The power to change our bodies and to change our world is based in what we call belief. We live our lives based in what we believe about our world. We live our lives based in what we believe about ourselves, our world, one another, our limitations, our capabilities. My question is, where do those beliefs come from? And what I found is that those beliefs come from what other people tell us. The beliefs come from what history tells us, what science tells us, what religion tells us, what our culture, what our family, our friends tell us. So let me ask a question, what if they're wrong? What if you and I are living our lives in the beliefs of other people who are incorrect? How powerful do you think a belief really is? And what Neville said was this. He said that our power of belief is a power, an infinite power against which no earthly force is of the slightest significance. Do you believe that you have a power within you against which no earthly force is of the slightest significance? Belief is the code that translates possibilities into the reality of this world. Scientists are telling us now that in this field, all possibilities already exist in the quantum energy, in the soup of quantum possibility. In the quantum possibilities, you are already healed. Peace has already happened. Joy is already everywhere. All of the greatest suffering, all of the greatest peace already exists in the quantum possibilities. With our mind, we reach in to those possibilities. We imagine our healing. We imagine the peace. We imagine our perfect relationship. We imagine the abundance in our lives. And that's how we lock that possibility into place. And with our heart, we give that possibility life. We breathe life into the image of our mind through the feeling in our heart and make it real in our world. Now, I'm going to share with you the science of how this happens. We have to understand what a belief is. Belief is the marriage. It is a union of thought and emotion. So the quantum atom is made of waves of energy rather than particles of things. If you want to change an atom, you have to change the energy that the atom lives in. If you want to change the physical stuff of our world, you must change the energy that that stuff exists within. Einstein actually said the field that connects everything together is what he called the governing agency of the particle. Einstein said the field is what determines how the atom behaves. So the field that we're talking about is made of electrical energy. It's made of magnetic energy, two energies. If you change the electric field, you will change the way the atom behaves. It's called the Stark effect. So if you change the electrical field, the Stark effect, you change the atom. Or if you change the magnetic field, it's called the Zeeman effect, you change the atom. What organ in your body produces the strongest electrical field in your body? There is one organ in your body that produces the strongest electrical field and the strongest magnetic field, your heart. And it's where you have the feeling. That feeling is actually creating waves of electrical and magnetic energy in your heart that changes your body and changes your world. But you don't have to know that, because you simply had a feeling. The brain does produce these fields, but look, the heart's electrical field is 100 times stronger than the brain. The heart's magnetic field is up to 5,000 times stronger than the brain's magnetic field. Beliefs create the electrical waves. Beliefs change those magnetic waves. What you believe about yourself, what you believe about me, what you believe about your world, about your relationship to God, about peace on this earth, is creating what is happening on this earth right now. Beliefs change our physical world. Beliefs change matter.